From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years has knocked out power across the entire American island of 3.4 million people. The hurricane has maximum sustained winds of about 185 kilometers per hour. It destroyed hundreds of homes and caused heavy flooding after making landfall Wednesday. Forecasters expect the center of the hurricane to move offshore the northern coast of Puerto Rico and reach open water late Wednesday, bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic late Wednesday and Thursday. Maria will remain a dangerous major hurricane, according to forecasters, as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas Thursday and Friday. Before arriving at the U.S. territories, the hurricane went directly over the island of Dominica, whose Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett wrote on Facebook that initial reports indicate widespread devastation on the island. Rescue workers searched Wednesday in Mexico City and nearby states in hopes of finding survivors of a magnitude 7.1 earthquake that killed at least 225 people and caused the collapse of dozens of buildings. Mexico's Interior Minister Miguel Osorio Chong said Mexican armed forces and police will continue working until they exhaust all possibilities of finding more people alive. Civilians joined search and rescue teams shortly after the earthquake struck on Tuesday. They all used heavy machinery and their bare hands to remove piles of rubble. This is VOA News. President Trump spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in New York Wednesday. He said achieving peace between the Israelis and Palestinians may be the toughest deal of all.
Our team is expert. Your team is expert. Israel is working very hard toward the same goal. And I must tell you, Saudi Arabia and many of the different nations are working also hard. So we'll see if we can put it together. Who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Trump says a peace agreement would be the deal of the century and a fantastic achievement. U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has asked the White House to release several records and email correspondence related to actions taken by President Trump since assuming office. The request from Mueller appears to indicate a broadening of the investigation to include the possibility that President Trump himself tried to obstruct an FBI investigation into Russian interference in the presidential election. The UN is calling for a stop to the attacks against people with albinism for body parts, a thriving for-profit business practiced worldwide. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Persons with albinism, an inherited condition that affects the pigment of skin and hair, sometimes are victims of witchcraft. They are attacked, mutilated, and even killed in the belief their body parts can bring wealth and good luck. Ikponwosa Ero is the UN's independent expert on human rights of persons with albinism. She says the abhorrent lucrative practice thrives mainly in Tanzania, Mozambique, and Malawi. She tells VOA she has documented close to 800 cases of attacks against persons with albinism in the past decade in sub-Saharan Africa.
Those are reported cases alone. Most cases are not reported because most cases involve family members or people known to the victim. The Red Cross reported that the body parts were valued on a black market, like an arm was valued at $2,000 USD and a complete corpse at between about $75,000 USD. So there's profits to be made even though you don't believe in witchcraft.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A private security firm in the United States has linked an Iranian government-sponsored hacking group to cyber attacks targeted at organizations across the world. The security firm FireEye said the Iranian hackers used malware to attack aerospace and petrochemical firms in the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and South Korea. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.